Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things in store for us. As we follow His word, the protocols of God, the guidance of God, we enter into life. The life of God is more wonderful than we realize. Life is something that you will find the meaning of as you live, as you go forward doing the things of God. You get a partial understanding from just hearing about it. Faith is sparked in you. It's so wonderful it amazes men all over the world, and it is wonderful. But something better happens when you continue, when you go on to know the Lord. Getting to know the Lord is different than just getting saved. Some people get saved and they don't get to know the Lord. You can't learn who He is if you don't do His word. You can see things about Him. You can sense things about Him. And some people are living off that. And they still do a mighty work. But people that know the Lord, they go forward without failure. Over time, they begin to stop failing. And they do things that's more amazing in life. Life is something that happens as you do it. Faith is an act. There's no way to please God without faith. You got to be able to go forward from glory to glory. That's why many people are not strong. The way to get strong is to first master love. 1 Peter teaches us how to love each other in our relationships. John teaches another dynamic of love. It's the same thing, but he shows it in a different way. In 1 John through 3 John, he teaches us about love, how to correlate our love with the Spirit of God. He shows us what to watch out for. He narrows it down so we can easily get it. The world system is nothing but the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. He narrows it down. Even the order He gives it is the way it usually happens against us. Our desires, if they take control, we'll never get to know God. Desires are good. Having the ability to desire something is good. You have to use it in its correct order. It's not supposed to be first. The love of God is always first in God's kingdom. The love of God must be first. That's where your joy comes from. That's where your strength comes from. A man can have the strongest muscles and the bravery to use them, but without bones, his muscles don't do him any good. You have to have structure first. You have to have foundation in righteousness. Not human righteousness, not man's righteousness, but God's righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's where you get your vision. If you keep seeking it, you keep finding great things. This is a scripture that you always obey. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. No matter what happens, no matter how wonderful things become, no matter what you accomplish in such a short time. See, our lives are short. No matter what you accomplish in the greatest part of your life, keep seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You will always have foundation by seeking righteousness, and you will always have vision by seeking first the kingdom of God and how it works, which means you got to be teachable. Now, great generals of God have gone forth with the word of God, but very few people compared to the masses have really benefited in a way that they could have, because you have to be a student. You have to be teachable. See, students, they make adjustments. They learn and they grow, and then they're more enhanced. Their creative abilities are enhanced. But the people that are not students, they're looking within to their pride. Pride looks within. Pride deceives itself because it says, "I know what to do." Though they lack experience, they think they know what to do and how to manage things, and they don't. And look to go and be subject to somebody else to learn from them. They don't like to do. They try to hide. If they are students, they try to hide and get it in them. And they like to know things more than others. They're in competition. Competition is death. It's a deadness. Competition is a death. Laziness also is a death. But competition out of control is murder. It's time for people to, you know, realize that the Word of God that comes to give us life, God has given people life of all walks of life. And some things you can't learn from those you look up to. It's those who are looking to God. They're enhanced. Some people God give them knowledge. Some people are born with knowledge. That's a gift. Whether they're born with it or whether they attained it over time or learned by the anointing, it's still a gift. And God gave you, He gives us elements that we need through others also, other brothers and sisters in Christ. Anybody washed in the blood can receive knowledge from the Lord. Because they already won. They believed on Jesus. My pastor said that's the highest form of education you can get, knowing who Jesus is. Once you got that done, and you're washed in His blood, you can listen. You can learn. God can cause people. They can get saved today and speak a word today that blesses you. Never limit what God can do in His people. That's a mistake that many people make. But when you're a student of life, you turn your ears on and you listen. And when people say things, and the more you learn from the Lord, the more dedicated you become to learn His word. And God didn't limit us with knowledge. He gave us His knowledge, His understanding. You can get all you want. And the more you learn, the more you live. It's time now to go forward and not backwards. It's time to go forward in Him. And do the living things, not the dead things, not the things of old. It's time to go forward. Because God is forward. He's going forward. It's time to learn. Because God is teaching. Those who are students, who learn and grow, they're going forward. They're learning and they're growing. They're learning things they never could because they're applying the Word of God continually. And that's what's very important. When we continue to learn and grow, our abilities increase. But when we structure our life by the love of God, something even more wonderful happens. Our joy increases. Every time your joy increases, your strength increases. Your will to live increases. Even though you're alive to God, you still have to have a will to live, a will to learn, a will to grow, a will to appreciate life. When people focus on the problems of life, their will to live and thrive, it starts weakening. When you're around people that's full of discouragement, you're more relieved when they're not around. When their marriage is going stale, both people need to study what 1 Peter wrote in the whole book of 1 Peter. You can turn your love on. Your love walk can be strong and not weak. If you turn your love walk on and not complain and not criticize, those things are killing your marriage. It's killing your relationships with whoever, your children, your cousins. Complaining, bickering, that's a false track. But with the love of God, you'll be able to excuse the bad. And with the wisdom you gain, you'll be able to help people grow. You can't make them grow, but you can help them. You can give them encouragement. Instead of saying negative things, you say the positive things. And sometimes nothing at all, and just listen. You'll have the wisdom to deal with people and help them get out of the mud that they've gotten into. Help people get back on track. Now, I can't guarantee what another person will do. But if you choose of your own accord to do it God's way and live your life God's way, you will have better results. And at least you won't be destructive in your relationship against the people you love. When your joy increases, your strength increases. And then you can see what to do and how to do it. With the wisdom of God under your belt, you'll be able to go forward. With the love of God, you'll be motivated to go forward. And because you love righteousness, you'll be dedicated to go forward. And you'll be in the plan of God. Many Christians are not living according to the Word of God. They go to church, they go every service, they read the Word, and they're forgetful hearers. Because when people are alive to God and they have a strong relationship with Him, their conversation is on what God is talking about. I get concerned when people are preaching the Word without having a relationship with God. It's possible. There's so much to cover. You can point out facts, or you can relate to God and speak from the heart. It's a difference. We need both. We need people to point out facts in the Word of God. Some preachers preach other people's sermons. The life of God is nothing to be lazy against. Never be lazy against the life of God. Laziness is against something. If you're lazy against your job, you're not working it. Sometimes people are lazy against having fun. They don't want to put forth the effort. I saw an old Harley Davidson commercial back in the 80s. And it said, get off that couch. Get out there in the world and enjoy yourself. They had the AMX bikes and the Harley Davidson motorcycles. Get your motorcycle and ride it. Get off that couch. I'll never forget that commercial. It was fitting. They were lazy against their own entertainment. You got to get it. See, having fun and, you know, going out there doing something you love to do. Boating, fishing, motorcycles, hot rods, whatever it is. You need to do that sometime to help you. It helps. People who enjoy their life, they're better workers. They're better employers. They're better employees. They're better at their business. because they take time to do something that they love. And take your family with you. Do something fun for a change. Life is supposed to be enjoyed. We're supposed to live. I go to the park, I see Mexican families playing soccer. I said, they know how to live. The whole family's out there having a good time, smiling, and then they work hard. I love it. Families. That's what I like. The whole family out there having fun, doing something they love doing. Even the cousins. It's time to live and enjoy what God has given. We're just scratching the surface. You're going to love heaven because heaven, things are right and in order. And people that have a dim view of heaven, it's because that's how they see life. Life is better than what you see. Following God is better than what you see. Sometimes people seem to see God as a mean old granddaddy that don't want people to have fun. That's the devil's depiction. They don't know God. Those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploit. I know him. He's good. He's more than good. He's wonderful. Fun to be around. I love learning his word. Sometimes I praise him. I say, Lord, I'm just glad you exist. I'm glad you love me. I'm glad you're God. And I thank you for every opportunity you've given me to serve heaven and do your word. And I mean every word of it. God is good, folks. It's time now to go forward and not backwards. It's time to see what he can really do in your life. As I go forward in him, I learn things. He thinks of everything. I used to trust God. Why in the world is he leading me this way? I knew it was him because I know his voice. And I saw a partial wisdom in what he had me to do. The things that took time puzzled me the most. I said, well, I said I'll obey you, so I'll do this. I don't understand why you're giving me this to do, but I'm going to do it. And I did it. And then, you know, I'm honest with God. I say, Lord, I don't understand why you have me do this, and this isn't happening, that's not happening. Other people don't do this. I learned also, looking at other people is not necessary. What other people do and what God give you to do sometimes has nothing in common. Some things I do it just because God said do. I'm in the strategy that way. I'm obeying him. I'm in the strategy. It's working. I can't see how it's working. I want to know how it works. And I have to wait till God tell me. And when he tell me and I don't see it, I have to believe him and enjoy the day. And I do that, and I'm happy all the time. I'm not frustrated. I'm not wishing the rapture will come so I could escape. My life is not painful. Because I love God. And I learned some things. If you trust him, you're going to enjoy your life. And all the crazy things around, you'll be able to deal with it. God is going to give you his wisdom. Again, I'm out of time. If the Lord is not, he'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.